You are standing with your back to me, front face to your workbench, the belt sander in your hands. You are bent over a blank sheet of freshly glued SA pine. Sawdust powders the parts of your face not covered by your wooden goggles or the black bandana over your mouth, faded from years of use. You like holding on to things. You guide the sander around the edge of the wood, with each push softening the crude sheet into a new longboard. Behind you, in the far right corner of the workshop, your iPod stands in the docking station. Some quiet singer-songwriter's voice is barely audible above the drone of your tool. You are wearing those black shorts I loathe. Your socks are pulled right up to just below your knees. Long, white, and ribbed, with two bands of color, red and yellow, running around the top. There was a time I could name the exact pair of sneaks you would be wearing. But now the sponsorships fill your cupboard so rapidly that my inventory of your wardrobe is outdated. I am two winters and one summer behind. And you like holding on to things. Your left calf is slightly bigger than your right. Even through your long socks, I know this to be true. Your right quad is slightly bigger than your left. Even through your black shorts, I know this to be true. It is not cold today where you are. So the metal rod that taught your left femur how to grow back together won't be giving you pain. Your shoulders hold a loneliness that no deck or pair of sneaks can console. Even from behind you, I know this to be true. You are standing with your back to me, front face to the deck you are bringing into life. But I still fall on your name.